News. I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. A Minneapolis jury found a Red Lake woman guilty of murdering two of her children. 37-year-old Jennifer Stately was charged with murder, arson, and child neglect in federal court after her two sons, 5-year-old Tristan and 6-year-old Remy, were found dead in a burning house with stab wounds in March 2024. One child died from a fatal wound and the other died from smoke inhalation. Stately, according to court documents, set the home on fire before fleeing with another son, aged 3, prompting the first statewide Amber Alert from Red Lake Tribal Police. Stately was apprehended about 3 hours later. The 3-year-old was found with injuries and appeared to be malnourished. Stately's attorney attempted to use an insanity defense, countering the federal indictment that claimed she committed crimes, quote, willfully and maliciously. Sentencing will occur at a later date. 4 people have died and 1 person is critically injured after a head-on crash near Grand Casino Mille Lacs on Wednesday night. Chelsea Perkins has the story.
The crash on Highway 169 is the state's deadliest in nearly 3 years. The Minnesota State Patrol says a northbound Buick LeSabre with one occupant crossed the center line of the highway near Shakopee Lake Road and struck a southbound Saab sedan with 4 people inside. The patrol's report states at least one vehicle occupant was not wearing a seatbelt and the road was dry at the time. A family member and friend identified to the Minnesota Star Tribune 3 of the 4 victims who were in the Saab. They were 41-year-old Christopher Boswell of Onamia and 51-year-old James Ortley and 53-year-old Michelle Rock, both of Minneapolis. The 4th occupant, Jessica Mitchell, was injured. As of Thursday afternoon, the State Patrol had not named the driver of the LeSabre, but reported she was a 21-year-old woman from Isle. It's the second deadly crash on that stretch of highway in 2 days. 50-year-old Nicole Freeman of Garrison was killed Tuesday morning after losing control on the ice-covered road and T-boning another vehicle. Chelsea Perkins, KAXE News.
A rural Park Rapids man is facing 2 felony counts of making terroristic threats after an investigation between the Hubbard County Sheriff's Office and the Minnesota Capitol Police. Sheriff Koriakis reports an investigator from the Minnesota State Patrol contacted his office after a suspicious Facebook post threatened a state senator. An individual using the same name also called the Minnesota Attorney General's office and threatened to kill everyone in the state capitol if he didn't get back money he says he lost during the COVID-19 pandemic-related shutdowns. Hubbard County investigators located a man by that name who lives near Park Rapids. The Lakes Area SWAT team executed a search warrant of the residence Tuesday and found 9 guns and 40 boxes of ammunition. 58-year-old John Tobias was arraigned Wednesday in Hubbard County Court. Unconditional bail was set at $300,000. The Hibbing School Board met in a special meeting Wednesday as they brace for a potential AFSCME strike. Megan Buffington has the update.
The Mesabi Tribune reports AFSCME 480 filed an intent to strike last Friday, signaling the start of a 10-day cooling-off period. The union represents 115 support staffers at Hibbing schools, including pupil support associates, secretaries, custodians, and IT workers. The district does not plan to cancel school for K-12 students if there is a strike in the next week, according to a statement. The union argues they reached a tentative agreement in negotiations last October, but the school board had not made any action to ratify the contract. The district contends the two parties are not at that stage yet and notes that the district's other bargaining units are delaying contract negotiations pending a referendum vote this November. Hibbing Schools is facing a budget shortfall of $2 million. The two negotiating teams are slated to meet in mediation Monday. If the parties are unable to reach an agreement, AFSCME's right to strike matures Tuesday. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. Find more of our stories and photos at KAXE.org, where you can also find content from our music, Phonology, and morning show teams. Sign up for the Buzz newsletter for the week's best stories and audio from this community radio station. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920 with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.